Tonight, you had a hunger that I know all too well. You wanted to be the center of all the attention, and I was more than happy to oblige. I couldn't wait to play with you in front of other people and hoped there would be another guy, or maybe more, that would be willing to join me. We pull up, head inside, and sit at the bar. I have a can of Pepsi because I'm fly like that. You have your mixed drink of choice. I watch you as you scan the room. Your eyes look like they're hunting, and I'm getting so turned on just watching you. I can tell when you see someone of interest because you straighten your back and your eyes give them a once-over. So far, you've marked some lovely candidates. We finish our drinks and take a walk. We start in the BDSM room where a girl is getting flogged by one guy while she's getting face-fucked by another. You tell me to wait where I was and just watch. What are you up to? You walk over to the guy fucking the girl's face and came up behind him, looking me in the eyes as you tilted his ear towards your mouth, whispering something to him. I glanced down and saw your hand reaching down and rubbing the base of his cock while the girl sucked the rest of it. He looked at me, looked at you, and pulled his cock out of the girl's face. You walked over to me as he pulled his pants up, and he came over to make his acquaintance. The three of us walked out of the room and towards the rooms with the beds. On our way, you spotted a man with a collar, standing alone, sipping his drink, looking very submissive and breedable. You snapped your fingers at him, and he startled but came right over to you. You asked if he was free to join, and he nodded yes. You smirked and told him to follow us. The now four of us walked into the room. You slowly stripped down and got into bed. Me and the guy from the BDSM room were rubbing our cocks through our pants while the sub stood with his hands folded, like a good boy. Once you were on the bed, legs spread wide open, bare wet pussy on full display, you simply said that you were ready and waited. No more instructions other than to make you feel fucking good. It was my turn to be in charge. I told the sub he was allowed to watch for now, but he couldn't touch himself. I ordered the other guy to start eating your pussy, and I walked over and slipped my cock into your mouth. You opened for me, but remained still. Princess isn't sucking cock, but will allow her mouth to be fucked, I see. I take a tight grip of your hair and begin pumping my dick in and out of your mouth. Your moans getting loud around me as your pussy is being licked. Lucky for you, he seems to know what he's doing. You froze as his tongue made you have the first orgasm of the night, and I took that opportunity to gag you with my cock. Being choked by my dick while having your pussy assaulted with his tongue made you gush all over that man's face and chest. He sat up, and I pulled my dick from your mouth, dripping with spit. Your pussy soaked with juices and spit also. I snapped my fingers, and the sub looked up at me. I ordered him to clean your pussy with his tongue. Don't eat it, just clean it. You smiled and bit your lip as he lapped up the mess that was made. Once he was done, I told him to come clean me up now. You watched as he got on his knees and leaned down right next to your face, and he licked and sucked all the spit off my hard cock, swallowing after every slurp. I patted him on the head and told him what a good boy he was, before sending him back to the end of the bed to watch. I could see now he was bulging hard against his tight pants, no doubt aching for any kind of stimulation or release. But no. I told you to roll over onto your stomach. I lifted your hips and slid a pillow under. I had the other guy stand in front of you so he can fuck your face now while I eat your asshole. I can smell your juices still on your skin as I sink my tongue into your ass. My hands slapping down on your cheeks really, really hard before gripping and spreading, getting my tongue deeper into you. I can feel your asshole pushing and contracting, depending on how deep he goes into your throat. I love the taste when it opens up wide with a really hard gag. I slip my fingers into your pussy and start pumping. I hear you moan louder. I'm fucking your pussy with my fingers at the same pace he's fucking your throat with his cock, and it sends you over again. Your asshole pushing even harder on my tongue as you come on my fingers. Once you're done, I have the sub come over and clean my spit off your ass. Then clean your cum off my fingers. Then clean your spit off the other guy's cock. Such a good little sub. Now it's time for you to get fucked. I stand you up and get on your right side. I order the sub to get on your left side, as I tell the other guy to put on a condom. I make you wrap your arms around each of our necks as we take one of your legs and lift you up. We turn our bodies away from each other in order to spread your legs nice and wide. The other guy walks up with a devilish grin as we hold you in the air, pussy dripping and ready to get fucked. All four of us watch as he puts the head of his cock inside your cunt, then slipping his hands up into your hips for stability. He pounds his length into you so hard we have to adjust our footing to keep him from knocking us all over. We stand a little stronger as he fucks his cock into you, even swinging you forward a little bit so the impact is even harder. By now, we have a crowd around us, people masturbating and watching the show we're putting on. So fucking hot. I tell him to stop when he's getting close. I have plans for our cum. He fucks you a little longer, then pulls out, gripping the base of his cock tight and taking some deep breaths. He was close to losing it, but the condom was still empty. So we're good. We put you down, but I quickly push you onto the bed, getting you up on your hands and knees. Spreading your legs as wide as they can so you sink low, I stand on the floor at the edge of the bed and pull you to me. I order the sub to stand over you and pull his cock out, facing me. He is covered in his own pre-cum and throbbing. I tell the other guy to stroke himself and keep near the edge. I wrap my fist around the sub's cock and start to stroke him as I fuck your pussy, so deep and hard. The guy stroking gets near your face and starts talking dirty in your ear, letting you watch him pump his dick that's hard just for you. The sub says he's close, which is good because so am I. I pull out and push the sub off you. In one swift move, I flip you onto your back and tell them both to pick a side and to cover your tits and come. Your legs were shaking as I jerked my cock, pressing the head onto your clit as you watched all three of us beat our dicks to you. The sub started coming first, his whimpers sounding more like whines and begging, covering one of your tits in thick cum. The other guy started to come right after, and seeing both your tits covered in their cum, I just fucking lost it and shot my cum up your clit and onto your stomach. I put my cock back in your pussy and gave you about 10 more thrusts with every ounce of force I had in my body, making you come one last time all over me. I could see the sub licking his lips at your body, so I pulled myself from your hole and ordered him to clean you up. Not a drop of cum is to be left on or in your body. He happily sank down and started licking and cleaning all of our fluids off you. I fist bumped the other guy after he got his pants on, and then he left the room. I got next to you on the bed and kissed your lips while the sub continued to clean your body. We kissed as we heard the sounds of people coming around us from the show. Some of them were cleaning up as they came at the same time that we did. I'm starting to think that we're the most popular couple that comes here. And I can't wait to come back again.